Amen. If you let the fire start in you, glory to God, you're going to have to maybe go through some fiery trials. Amen. But how many knows we'll come out victorious? Amen. How many victorious people we got in the house this morning? Well, come on. Give the Lord praise. Amen. Are you blessed? Are you happy? Are you saved? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know we've had a good bit of singing, but I had a request to sing a song. And this lady's from out of town, so I'm going to sing it for her this morning. Amen. It's in the key of F. It's joy. Joy, joy. You got joy this morning? Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. How about you?
Amen.
Praise God. One day I was walking in a world of fear, no rest for my weary soul. Then I met a man who said he'd be my friend, all my burden. He did roll, God took the world's desire, gave me heavenly fire. Now got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Well, it's joy in my heart, joy in my mind. It's joy since that happy day. I've got joy in my hands, joy in my feet. It's joy in every way. God took the world with His eye, gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. I got my eyes on Jesus, got my mind made up. I'm gonna tell it everywhere that I go. Well, there ain't nobody gonna turn me around. Jesus is in control. He took those words as I gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Well, it's joy in my heart, joy in my mind. It's joy since that happy, happy day. I've got joy in my hands, joy in my feet. Well, it's joy in every way. God took all the world with His eye, gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. I got my eyes on Jesus, got my mind made up. I'm gonna tell it everywhere that I go. Well, there ain't nobody gonna turn me around. You see, Jesus is in control. He took all the world with His eye, gave me heavenly fire. I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. You know what I'm talking about? Joy in my heart, joy in my mind. It's joy since that happy day. I've got joy in my hands, it's joy in my feet. It's joy in every way. God took the world with His eye, gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, got joy, joy, joy in my soul. In my soul. Well, if you got joy this morning, let it know. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. I have so much to praise Him for. It is going to take me an eternity, amen, to love God, to thank Him, amen, to love Him and praise Him for what He has done. I am so very blessed. That has been my mindset the balance of this week as I begin to just realize how blessed that I am. Amen. I am so thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for the opening of my eyes. I see so many people today, man, who are going through the motions of just a daily routine, and it seems like there is no joy there. There is no peace. There is no contentment. And
had it not been for the grace of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His abundant mercy, I would be the same as them. Amen. I'm so thankful for the touch of the Lord. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of St. John. I'm going to go to the 20th chapter. Hallelujah. St. John chapter number 20, verse number 26 through verse number 29. When you get there, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's going to be an honor and privilege to baptize Sister Rhonda this morning. Amen. In the glorious name of Jesus. Amen. We're looking forward to that. I see she's here with a smile on. Praise God. In the Bible, according to St. John, chapter number 20, verse number 26, "And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut." Now there's a message right there. "And stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed." Can we bow our heads? Gracious Heavenly Father, we do love you and we thank you so much for your mercy, for your grace, for your abundant love. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time and this opportunity to gather together with these precious people this morning. Father, I pray that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, I pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to us this morning. God, that we might be in one mind and one accord. God, to realize how blessed we are. To realize the great price that Jesus paid on the cross of Calvary. Father, that we can enjoy this great salvation. God, that we can be blessed above measure. Father, I pray that you would touch every need this morning, God. Those who may be sick, those who are afflicted, God, with your healing power, God, raise them up and anoint them. God, those who are lost and undone, Father, I pray that your Spirit would shake them, God, into realization that they need you, Lord, and they need to be repentive and a born-again experience. Father, we thank you for the precious soul that's going to go down in that watery grave this morning, God, symbolizing the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Father, I ask your blessing now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Love him one more time if you would. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I do love the Lord. Amen. It is beyond my ability to convey to him how much I love him. But he knows my heart. Amen. He knows our heart. He knows our thoughts. And I hope and pray, amen, that I can love him. Amen. As he has loved me. This morning I want to bring a message entitled "The Believer's Blessing." The believer's blessing. Oh, what a wonderful story it is. After the resurrection of Jesus and he appeared to the disciples behind closed doors. Amen. There they were, just kind of contemplating their next move, kind of wondering what they were going to do in the absence of the master. And lo and behold, I don't even think the doorknob turned. Amen. How is that possible? Well, with Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. Because let me tell you something. I have been behind those closed doors. I don't know about you, but I've been there. I've been all locked in. I've been in a bad pity party. I've been in a situation where, Lord, I just don't see a way out. I don't understand why I'm going through it. I don't understand why the fiery trial is trying me, Lord. And I'm in my little closed door and I'm contemplating my next move and I'm trying to get victory enough to stand in the pulpit and preach a message of hope to to a group of people, amen, when sometimes I've got the door locked myself and I'm on my knees and I'm praying and I'm seeking God and I don't even hear the doorknob turn and I don't even hear the opening of the door, but all of a sudden right there in the midst of my locked up room, there comes a very present help in time of trouble. How many knows who I'm talking about? Amen. When the Spirit of the Lord enters into a situation, that situation is going to change for the better. Amen. When I'm behind closed doors and locked in and I'm saying, Lord, I'm sweating bullets and I don't know what to do and I don't know which direction to go, but I feel that presence of Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. And it lifts me up and begins to encourage me. I am so blessed that He loves me enough, amen, to be concerned about the things that I'm concerned about. I'm so glad that He loves me enough to lift me up, to put dust off myself and put the pieces back together, amen, and put me on that road to victory. How many times have we been behind closed doors, but God showed up and put us on the road to victory? I don't know about you this morning, but I'm so blessed to be able to think that I'm now on the road to victory. Hallelujah. I love victory. I've tasted victory. Victory is sweet, but I can't get victory without the presence of the Holy Ghost. How many knows what I'm talking about? Oh, hallelujah. He can come in and make the impossible a possibility. Hallelujah. Behind closed doors were these disciples. Probably some of them were reminiscing. Probably some of them were thinking about, what do I do now? Do I go back to my occupation? Do I go back to my family? Do I carry on what Jesus told us to do? Do I follow in His footsteps? Do I spread the gospel? What if they do to me the same thing that they did to Him? And then Thomas is there. And you know, Thomas wasn't with them the first time that Jesus showed Himself. And Thomas was a follower. And Thomas was trying to be a believer. There's too many folks today trying to be a believer. Amen. Let me tell you something. It may seem blunt, but you're either a believer or you're not. Amen. If you're going to believe, you got to believe the whole word. If you're going to believe, you got to walk by faith and not by sight, because sometimes things don't look too good. Sometimes you can't see the end of the tunnel. Sometimes you can't see the very next move that you're making. But if you're walking by faith, if you are a genuine, blood-bought saint of God, believer of the mighty power of God, you're not going to worry about the problem. You're not going to be concerned about what the doctor said. You're not going to be concerned when you look at your checkbook and it's not enough, because my God said in His word, my grace is sufficient. Amen. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough to believe in the power of God. Thomas was trying to believe, but he couldn't see it. I said he just couldn't see it. But all of a sudden, in the presence of the disciples behind closed doors, came Jesus. Hallelujah. Came Jesus. Oh, I love to say that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In my times of depression, came Jesus. In my times of frustration, came Jesus. In the times when I was listening to the voice of a professional telling me that my son basically had no hope of living, but Jesus came behind those closed doors and I felt His holy presence. Amen. And let me tell you something today. I look around and I see the physical doors closed. I see the doors to the vestibule closed and the doors to the outside closed. But can I tell you, I feel the presence of the Spirit of God moving in this congregation. I said, I feel Him here. Thank God, if I couldn't feel Him here, I'd lay the microphone down and I'd find me an altar somewhere, because I am addicted to the presence of God. I can't make it without Jesus. But His word tells me through Him all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. Thank God for His presence. Thank God for His love. Thank the Lord that He's here today. How blessed we are. How blessed we are. Tell your neighbor this morning, how blessed we are. Hallelujah.
Oh, let's get our focus on Jesus. Come on, let's get our mind set on the Lord. Let's get our mind off of the problems, off of the situations, off of the circumstances, off of the bills, off of all of those things, amen, that begins to come and draw our focus away from Jesus. Because let me tell you something. When we begin to focus on Jesus, the Lord will move for us. Hallelujah. Jesus said, Thomas. Isn't it amazing that he spoke to Thomas out of all the disciples? Because Thomas was having trouble believing. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for a merciful God? Aren't you thankful that Jesus doesn't just discard us? Sometimes when our faith gets weak. Sometimes when we're in the midst of those pity parties, sometimes when we're almost to throw our hands up, instead of praising God, we're throwing our hands up to almost quit. Aren't you glad that Jesus singles us out? Aren't you glad that he never forgets us? He never forgets his promise that I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will be with you even unto the end. Many believers have forgot that promise, but if you're a true believer, you got to believe that he's still here. You got to believe that he's still moving. You got to believe that he's still opening doors. You got to believe he's still healing. You got to believe he's still saving. You got to believe he's still raising folks up. Amen. I am a believer, and I'm blessed to be a believer. Thomas, come here. I want you to touch my hand. Touch my hand. Because some reason, you need to see the miracle of God. Amen. It would be great if you could just believe it. But I know that you need to see. So I want you to touch my hand. Amen. Can I pause for just a second? If you're having trouble seeing and believing, don't beat yourself up. There is an antidote. Aren't you glad Jesus makes a way? Even when our faith wavers, it shouldn't waver. Bible tells us that we shouldn't waver. Our faith shouldn't waver. Amen. But have you looked what houses the spirit? It's the dust of this earth. It's the flesh. And the flesh is weak. And if I was to stand here in this pulpit and tell you my faith has never wavered, I'd have to repent of that statement, because it has. Sometimes circumstance warrant that our faith wavers a little bit, and we kind of lose sight of what the Lord has done and where he's brought us from. But you know the antidote? Jesus said, just touch my hand. Oh, glory to God. Brother Roddy, sometimes when I can't see tomorrow, sometimes when I can't see my very next move, I say, Lord, I do believe you, but I just need to touch your hand. Oh, reach out your hand to me, Lord. Put your hand, God, in my hand right now, Lord, and lift me up. Let me feel your spirit. Let me feel that anointing. Let me feel that assurance. And then he said, reach here, thy finger, and thrust it into my side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can I tell you that the man part of Jesus was scarred? Even though he was the Spirit of God robed in flesh, he took on the nature of you and me. And his scars were still in his hand. And the scar was still in his side. And instead of going and picking out the Roman soldiers and Pilate and all of those others and the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the Jewish high priest that was responsible for it, he went to the believers. He went to the believers and said, listen, I want you to touch the scar, and I want you to identify with this scar, because this scar is for you. This scar in my side, I took it for you. Amen. I bled and I died on the cross of Calvary. So that you wouldn't have to face it. So that your sins could be remitted. Hallelujah. Touch, Thomas, your finger in the side. Thomas's response was quick. It was assured. There was no doubt. He said, my Lord and my God. Have you touched him lately? Amen. There is no misunderstanding. Glory to God. When the Lord touches you, it is unmistakably. Amen. The mighty hand of God in the circumstance, in the midnight hour, when it seems like all hope is gone, and the Spirit of God overwhelms you and lifts up your spirit. You can't say anything but, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. You love me enough to care for me. You love me enough, Lord, to lift me up. To lift that burden. How blessed we are. How blessed we are. Hallelujah. I wasn't there behind the closed doors. I didn't see Jesus naturally. Jesus' response was to Thomas. He said, Thomas, because you've seen me, you believed? Let me tell you about those people that have not seen me and yet believed. The Lord woke me up this week. The Lord weighed heavily upon my heart and my mind and let me know just how blessed I am. Because I see people today walking in darkness. I see people today seemingly the furthest thing from their heart and their mind is to see Jesus and believe in Jesus. I hear those terrible, agonizing statements that there is no God. That was just man-made. And something inside me begins to tear. It's like my heart is completely breaking and bursting in two. Because I know without a shadow of doubt, no man can change my mind. No statement will ever make me deny the fact that Jesus Christ is alive and well. Amen. And what he did on the cross of Calvary, you can deny it, amen, to the last breath. But that doesn't make it untrue. I know what he did. I know what he did. I know what he did for me. I know he took me. Amen. When I was worthless, he brought me out of a horrible pit. Glory to God. He set me on a rock. He established my goings. I haven't seen him naturally, but I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Amen. And that is not building me up. I'm a believer because I had nothing else to believe in. I'm a believer because I was lost and on my way to hell. But he had mercy. Had mercy. I'm a believer. Because I can see through eyes of faith. Amen. What Jesus is. I'm a believer. Because I can go boldly to the throne of grace. I'm a believer. Because he tore the wall of partition down. He tore the curtain. He said, come into the holiest of holies. I'm a believer because of what the word says. I'm a believer what he transformed this vile state of humanity that I was. And made me become a believer. And Jesus said, those who have not seen me and yet believed are blessed. Yes. Glory to God. Are you a believer? Come on, are you a believer? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that I am a believer, I have now become a receiver. Come on. A lot of folks want to receive without believing. A lot of people want the blessings of God, but turn a deaf ear to his salvation. A lot of people want to be lifted up, want to be blessed, want God to come on the scene, heal their body, make a way, but they don't want him living inside them. They want to keep those doors closed. Let me tell you, that's not a true believer. A true believer opens up your heart's door and says, Jesus, not only come in, but take up your abode inside this vessel. I release it. I give it to you, Lord. It's not mine. It belongs to you. And because I am a believer, I have been also ordained to be a receiver of the blessings of God, of his anointing. Not only his healing, not only his ability to open doors, but the very fact that he opened up my blinded eyes. That's what the Lord dealt with me this week. Amen. The other blessings are precious. Don't get me wrong. But I look around and I see other folks that are naturally and materially blessed greater than me. If you want to call it that. So Jesus must have been talking about a different type of blessing. Not natural things, not material things, although he said he would make a way. But he said those who have not seen me, those that were not there on that hill of Golgotha when they thrust the spear in my side and they placed me on that cross of Calvary, and those that did not be there and see that naturally but yet believed that it happened, they believed my word, they are blessed. You didn't have to be the 120 and the upper room, amen. You didn't have to be there during the initial visitation of the Holy Spirit. If you were alive and well today, and if you're a believer in the word of God, and if you believe the mission that he fulfilled, and if you believe Jesus Christ not only came down off of the cross but was buried and came out, amen, and was resurrected and is alive and well today, you are blessed. You are blessed to be able to see that. You are blessed to be able to know that. You are blessed to be able to hold the word of God and begin to read the promises of God. How blessed we are. How blessed we are. Blessed beyond measure to receive the salvation that Jesus so freely gave. Oh, I'm a believer. Amen. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Amen. Because he pricked my heart. Because I heard the call. Amen. Because I came and repented. Because I gave my life to Jesus. It means something to say that I'm a believer. Amen. And the Lord Jesus said, they're blessed. So many people can't or won't see Jesus. They won't see him because they need proof. They need scientific proof. Amen. But I'm a believer. Amen. And I want you to understand, it's nothing extraordinary about me. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's because that's the only hope that I can see is in Jesus. That's why I'm a believer. I'm a believer because I believe that the anointed word of God was preached. Amen. And it pricked my heart. I didn't see the fact that Jesus died. I didn't see the fact that Jesus walked into this closed room, but I heard the word. Amen. And the word pricked my heart, and the word encouraged me to give my life to Jesus. And I'm blessed because he's given me a measure of faith to believe that. If you're a believer today, you're so blessed. You're so blessed. Regardless of what you obtain in this world, you're so blessed. If you don't ever gain another dollar to your name, you're so blessed if you're a believer. Amen. Because it's not about this present world. It's about that world that Jesus Christ has created for us, gone away and prepared us a place. My Lord, how blessed we are. I don't have to see him to believe. I know what I feel. I know what he did. I know where I would be without him today. Listen, you know, if Jesus said it, I believe it. Why should I question it? Why should I try to find documented history? Why should I try to find, if Jesus said it, I believe it. If the word says it, I need to live it. Amen. And it takes faith to be a believer. It takes faith to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. I'm blessed to be living by faith. If you would turn with me to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, beginning with verse number 7. That the trial of your faith, we don't like that trial. Body doesn't like trials. But the writer said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, not the trial, but their faith,
being much more precious than gold, silver, earthly acclaim, notoriety, fame, fortune, whatever it is. Your faith is much more precious than that, because those things will perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Notice what the writer says next. Whom having not seen, we love. Amen. I'm so glad I hadn't got to see Jesus to love him. So glad I hadn't got to naturally see him to believe him. I'm so glad that I didn't have to see him walking down the aisle to accept him. That's what that faith is for. And we need to exercise that faith. Whom having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I hadn't got to see him to rejoice. I can feel him and rejoice. I can lean on his promise and rejoice. I can accept his promise by faith and rejoice. Those are the blessings that we who have not seen Jesus have been able to obtain. He told Thomas, you see me and you believe me, but yet how blessed are they who have not seen me and yet believe me. That's us. That's every born-again believer. That's every person who accepted Jesus Christ. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. What better blessing could there be than the salvation of our souls? Faith, the writer said, is more precious than gold. A lot of folks can't see that. A lot of folks don't understand that concept, because they're not a true believer. They haven't understood the fact that the greatest thing that we could ever obtain in this world is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Everything else fails. Everything else pales in comparison, amen, to a born-again experience with Jesus. Though ye gain the whole world and lose your soul, what has it profited you? There is no profit there. But a true believer knows the richness of a relationship with Jesus. Knows what it is to walk by faith. Doesn't have to see the signs. Doesn't have to see the progress. We're just walking by faith. Putting my faith and trust in Jesus, who will never let you down. Who will always make a way. And then it says, that may be tried by fire. Sometimes that faith is tried. But notice how it comes forth. Even gold sometimes has to be put into the fiery furnace. Why? Because there's some impurities that attach to that gold. And the heat burns away the impurities. And that come through the finished process. Glory to God. Oh, but I don't like fiery trials. I like the results of fiery trials. Amen. It ain't fun going into the furnace, but praise God coming out. Hallelujah. It burns away the impurities. That comes forth, he says, amen, may be tried by fire, but faith comes forth as praise and honor and glory. Amen. When you come out of the trial, it's praise and honor and glory. Why? Because you're a believer and you're blessed to be a believer. Amen. God didn't have to allow us to be believers. He gave us a free moral mind, a mind to choose. I love the song. I mentioned it, I think, Wednesday night, that Brother Eberhardt's granddaughters, he was a pastor of Milstead Church for years and years and years. He had some beautiful granddaughters that could sing, and their song was rising on the chart back in the late 80s, 90s sometime. It says, I choose to be a Christian. Nobody's making me do it. I choose to be a Christian. I'm so glad for the choice. Aren't you? Have you thought about it? The Lord gave us a choice. And I choose the Lord. I choose to be a believer. I choose to walk by faith. And I'm blessed because that's been opened up to my eyes. And that's what the Lord let me realize this week. I could be struggling in the world today, like so many crowds of people seemingly unconcerned. And you wonder, do they know what the Word says? Has anybody led them to Jesus? Has anybody tried to open up their spiritual eyes? Listen, my spiritual eyes didn't just pop open. I needed the Word of God. I needed the anointed preaching. Amen. Of a man of God who reached out and shared to me this plan of salvation so that my eyes could be opened up. How blessed I was to have parents who loved me. How blessed I was who had parents that brought me to church. How blessed I was that I was taught to pray at night. I was taught to pray over my meal even when I was a sinner. Even when I was a lost. Even when I wasn't even designed to be a child of God, I was still blessed to be in that environment. And I was so blessed when my spiritual eyes opened and I knew that I was lost without Jesus. So blessed for that convicting power of the Holy Ghost that brought me on my knees, put me in an altar, put me in a frame of mind and said, Lord, I'm lost without you. I'm so blessed. So blessed that God allowed that to happen to me. I'm a no one. I'm a little bitty speck of sand on the great seashore of humanity. Imagine one little speck of sand, but the Lord saw me. How blessed I am. How blessed I am for Him to reveal His Spirit and His plan of salvation. I could be lost today. I could be unconcerned today. I could be a million miles away, amen, from the safety of salvation. But because I felt His presence, because somebody loved me to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, how blessed I am. Listen, I've often said this. If God never, ever answers another prayer for me, I am so blessed. I'm so blessed. Amen. Not only for what He's done in the past, but because He lives within me. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so thankful for that. Even though not seen, we love Him. Even though not seen, we believe Him. Even though not seen, we rejoice in Him. These are the words of the author here in 1 Peter. You don't have to see Him to believe Him. I know I've shared this little story with you. Seems that a little boy was out flying a kite one day. Perfect March weather. Really blue sky. The wind blowing like it does in March. And this little boy had better success this day than he ever had. And if you men know what I'm talking about, maybe you ladies do. When you had let all of the cord run out, and you had another little ball of cord and you tied it onto that so that you could let it go higher and higher and higher. And this was the fact. That day, that old boy had two spools of cord on that kite. And it was flying way up in the sky. And this man walked by and said, son, what you doing? He said, I'm flying a kite. And the man looked up and he couldn't see the kite. And he said, are you sure? He said, oh, yes, sir. I'm flying a kite. I've already tied off another spool of cord, and it's way up there. The man said, well, son, I don't see it. How do you know it's there? The little boy, without hesitation, he said, because every once in a while, I can feel the tug. I can feel the tug. Hallelujah. Sometimes Jesus seems a million miles away. And we can't see Him. But if you're holding on, you can feel the tug. How many knows what I'm talking about? You can feel that tug. Just giving you the assurance. I'm still here. I'm still in charge. I'm still the way maker. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Sister Rhonda, would you come? Would our music come? This is a wonderful opportunity. Amen. To baptize Sister Rhonda. If you would come over on this side. And I'm going to go and get ready on this side. And the singers and the musicians are going to bring a number. And we're going to have a baptismal service. Can you praise the Lord? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Sing whatever the Lord has in mind. chance. I don't get dried off to shake your hand. I love you. Every single one of you. Amen.